You're listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. Joining us in the studio today is Mike Dobbs, the managing editor of The Reminder Newspapers. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. And Chris Collins, columnist with the Greenfield Recorder, among other things. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And it's nice to meet you. It's official.
Thank you. It's our first. That's right.
A couple of things going on this week, just a couple. The Massachusetts Senate passed criminal justice legislation early this morning. It could make drug traffickers in Massachusetts liable for murder while getting rid of some mandatory minimum sentences for lower-level drug dealers. The bill's supporters say this will reduce the state's prison population and give offenders a better chance at turning around their lives. State Senator William Brownsberger, the bill's sponsor, says there's too much jailing of people of color from poor communities.
And in those communities, incarceration itself has become a problem. Crime is a problem. That's how we got to those incarceration rates. But incarceration itself is a problem.
Four Democrats joined the chamber's six Republicans in opposing the final version of the bill. It passed 27-10. Earlier this week, as you may have heard, nine out of the state's 11 district attorneys sent a letter to the Senate. They opposed some parts of the bill. District Attorney Dave Sullivan, whose district is essentially Hampshire and Franklin counties, did not sign that letter. Mike Dobbs, let's start with you. What is the most surprising part of this whole debate for you?
I think that it's very interesting to talk about incarceration rates since Massachusetts has a low incarceration rate. I also think it's very interesting to try to discuss the issues of rehabilitation. We frequently don't hear about rehabilitation. What we hear about is punishment. And I know that if you just take a look at Hampden County and what has happened here locally with the county-wide jail system, rehabilitation has been the thing that has been the paramount concern. And it has worked in helping us locally here reduce the rates of return of inmates back into the system.
So, again, essentially the money from punishment goes into rehab, goes into rehabilitation. Chris Collins, the Senate bill gives judges more leeway than when setting bail amounts. That's part of the picture. It also gives them more leeway on sentencing for some crimes. If the notion is that judges are always asking lawmakers not to tie their hands, do you think this goes far enough in that direction, or does it go too far?
I think maybe it's something that I think judges have wanted for a while, and I think it could be a useful tool. I think one of the things that's different now is that the conversation around addiction and around opioids particularly has, I think, made people think that maybe throwing people in jail isn't the best thing, and maybe it's better to see if we can't find a way to reduce the recidivism rate, as Mike said. In Franklin County, the Franklin County House of Corrections, that's basically the focus.
Right, quite a model. So let's leave Beacon Hill behind for a moment, and let's head into Franklin County, where in the town of Leverett, some families this weekend are hosting residents from Letcher County, Kentucky, and the idea is a weekend full of cross-cultural conversations and activities. These folks all come from pretty different places. Three-quarters of Leverett voters, let's remind ourselves, picked Hillary Clinton in 2016. The group from Kentucky includes several Trump supporters. One organizer of the weekend is Ben Fink. He's from Kentucky and told us the event will be more relationship building than political debate.
I think that there will certainly be discussions, and there'll certainly, you know, be some tension that comes with disagreement, but I don't anticipate much evangelism on either side.
So, Chris, it's not surprising to me that people in Leverett are interested in this kind of living room diplomacy. What's your take?
I think that this is incredibly positive. I think this is the only way it's going to happen. I mean, this country is as divided politically as it's ever going to – probably has ever been since the Civil War. I think the only way to change that is for people of different mindsets to get in a room together and talk it out. It's not going to happen with our so-called leaders in Washington, for sure. So this kind of grassroots stuff, totally positive.
Would you do it?
I would absolutely do it. I would absolutely take part in something like that.
And Mike Dobbs, you had this kind of a situation maybe happen to you in an organic way. You wrote something similar about your own experience being in the South. It was a personal experience that you had. Started off in a diner, I believe, or a restaurant.
Well, actually, the experience that I wrote about concerned a conversation I had with a guy at a wedding. My nephew got married in Virginia this last weekend, and it was in a community that was literally on the North Carolina border. And without talking about what I felt politically or what he felt politically, he came right out and said, the country is divided and we need to sit down and talk about things. And I really do believe that our biggest problem are the politicians. It's not rank and file American citizens. It is the people who are ideologues in positions of power who believe that somehow that they have to religiously follow a certain line of thinking in order to gain a political point. And if left up to regular old human beings, I think we could thrash out a lot of the stuff that Washington is having problems with.
We're in the final stretch before municipal elections, November 7th. There are a load of city council races and also open mayoral contests with no incumbents running in Agawam, East Hampton, and North Adams. And then their mayors in Northampton, and Holyoke are facing challengers. Mike Dobbs, you're in the middle of some of these races. Can you talk about what's important to watch?
I think that the city council race here in Springfield is very important, even though I predict low voter turnout for it, mainly because we've got two open seats for the at-large councilors, which means we actually are going to be guaranteed absolutely, totally fresh blood, which I'm looking forward to because there's a lot of these at-large candidates who are very intelligent, very bright, and would make great additions for the council.
Okay, Chris, your take on this. In off-year elections like this, the tent turnout turns to be brutally low. So how can candidates convince people that these local elections matter enough to show up for?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and I don't really have an answer for it other than to say that we have to keep hammering home the fact that this is the one thing we ask of people is to show up and vote on election day. In terms of the races, I think the East Hampton mayor's race is especially interesting. You've got a city councilor going up against Nicole LaChapelle, who's a real politico. I think that Holyoke and Northampton mayors, they hold serve. They're not going to go anywhere.
Real quickly, one more thing. It is sport in this region, Chris Collins, to figure out how the weather is impacting fall color, like such as it is right now. It's finally prime time in some spots of the region as long time New Englanders. Are you making fun of these leaf-peeping tourists, or are you a big fan of foliage yourself?
No, I love foliage. I was disappointed up until a few days ago because it looked like it was going to be a bad year. But I never have a problem with traffic. I never have a problem with people coming up and checking out what we have to offer. It's a pretty special place.
Mike Dobbs?
I love foliage. I love New England. I love the fall. And I'm happy to see that some things are actually changing because it's been a slow time.
Yes, it has.
We say that every year. Thank you, Mike Dobbs, managing editor of the Reminder Newspapers, and Chris Collins, columnist with the Greenfield Recorder. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. You can catch up with us anytime, wherever you get your podcasts, or at nepr.net/podcasts. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is New England Public Radio.